Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is, Jesus said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. What is this about? This is about Jesus being nailed to the cross. The Roman soldiers took him, made him carry his own cross, and when they got to the top of the hill, they put it up, and then they nailed Jesus and two other men to the cross. And you might have seen this in some movies, or you heard about it. But this is from the chapter John 19 in the New Testament. And we are reading the Bible in 1 year. We start in January, we end in December, and we would love for you to continue to follow us on Facebook. I have a Bible book club on a group on Facebook, and if you would like to be part of that group, you're welcome to call me and or text me, and I will put you in that book. You can make a request. And we'd love to for you to read the Bible in 1 year. And don't worry if you don't read everything, because you will read the Bible probably for the rest of your life every year. Amen? So we're in John 19. The soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garment and made four parts to every soldier part, and also his coat. And now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. And they said, therefore, among themselves, "Let us not break it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which says, they parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast the lot." Things, therefore, the soldier did. And now they stood at the cross. Who stood at the cross of Jesus was his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene, the woman that was a prostitute. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciples standing in front of him, who he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, this is your son now." And then he said to the disciples, "Behold, this is your mother from now on." And from that hour, that disciple took Jesus' mother into his own home. And after this, knowing that all things were accomplished, he accomplished everything, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I'm thirsty." And there was a vessel that was full of vinegar, and they filled the sponge with the vinegar and put it on the hyssop and put it to his mouth. But when Jesus tasted the vinegar, he didn't want it. And he said, "It is finished." And then he bowed his head and gave up his ghost. Friends, Jesus came to save the world from eternal damnation. How did he do it? By dying on the cross. What was the reason? Because Adam and Eve were given authority to rule the world when they were born. They were the first human beings. But they let the devil take the world away from them by them becoming disobedient to God, like the devil did. The devil became disobedient to God, and he was kicked out of heaven. And Adam and Eve, when they disobeyed God by eating the apple, because the devil tricked them, the wife anyway, to eat the apple, and then she gave it to her husband, and he ate it, Adam, and he was the man in control. So he had every right not to eat the apple, but he went and ate it. And that day he did that, God had to drive them from the garden. He put two angels guard outside of the garden so nobody could enter that Garden of Eden where those two people were born. And from that day until now, guess who runs this world or has authority here, because he got it from Adam and Eve. And then when Jesus was born and he went up to the mountain and he fought against Satan, he did not give up his authority. And he went to the cross, he died and shed his blood for us. And for that reason, he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He completely obeyed the word of God while he was on the earth. And one day, Jesus will recreate a new world without pain, without suffering, and he has already overcome his last enemy, which was death, because when he died on the cross, he went to hell. He got the keys of death and hell, and then he ascended into heaven. How do I know this? Read the Bible. Read the Bible. The story is all there in the Word of God. And you know what? The Word of God is not a lie. It tells you the truth, the whole Word of God, not just half the Bible. The Old Testament, you have to read the New Testament too. And right now we are in the book of Revelation. 1 Corinthians 15 says, verse 25 and 26, it says, for he must reign, Jesus must reign, until he put all his enemies under his feet. And the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Right now, as you can see, people die. However they die, they die. But their body dies because the body was made out of the earth, but their spirit lives on. And I hear a lot of people on the radio saying, there is nothing after you die. Well, where did they get that from? Where did they get their? They don't know. You won't know until you die. And when you die, you will see that you will have to stand before God. Everybody will. People who know the Lord and people who don't know the Lord. And you can read all about that in the book of Revelation. And you can read it throughout the Bible. It will tell you what happens to people who don't know the Lord and people who do know the Lord. And I want you to know the Lord. And I want you to get to live with God forever. That's his promise. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He has came to overcome the world. Friends, if you've heard this message today about Jesus, how he died for you and for me, and you would like to know this Jesus, pray this prayer with me. Father God, I just ask you, Lord, to come into my life. Lord, I don't know anything about you, but I know you can teach me. You can show me who you are. You can reveal yourself to me. And I want to know you. I want you to come into my heart. I want you to save me from myself, from my own destructive ways. And Lord, I ask you to change my life. Write your name in my heart. Yes, Lord, speak to me that I can hear you. And Lord, show me how to love you. In Jesus' name, I praise you. I give you glory. If you have said really meant this prayer, please send me a text message in Facebook, a messenger, or on Facebook to let me know. I would love to rejoice with you, and I would love to help you grow in God. Amen and amen.